February 21, 1927. The reason for the great interest of Jesus in wanting to make the divine will known. My poor mind was wandering in the midst of the many knowledges about the supreme volition, and I thought to myself, why does Jesus have so much interest that this divine will become known and that it reign in the midst of creatures? Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, my daughter, do you want to know why I have so much interest in making my will known, and that it reign in the midst of creatures? Because it alone is the means to be able to radio the creature, and it places me in the condition of being able to give, and her in the condition of being able to receive. Until my will returns triumphant and dominating into the midst of creatures, I will not be able to give what I want, and they will lack the capacity, the space to be able to receive that which I can and want to give. In fact, my will alone has this virtue, this power, establishing order and balance between creator and creature. It opens all the ways of communication between them. God has his royal path through which to send his gifts with no danger, to send whenever he wants, and bring, personally, his greatest goods to her. And the creature, possessing the same path, can receive him, or ascend in order to go, herself, to take that which her Lord wants to give her. As rich and powerful as a king may be, if he finds no one to whom to give, he will never have the contentment, the satisfaction of being able to give. His riches will remain idle, isolated, abandoned. Perhaps he will have drowned within his own riches, but he will not have the contentment, the happiness to give, and to let others enjoy his goods, because he finds no one to whom to give them. This king will be a king isolated, abandoned, without cortege. He will have no one who smiles at him, who says a thank you. It will never be feast for him, because a feast is formed by giving and by receiving. So, with all his riches, this king will have a nail in his heart, abandonment, monotony. He will be rich, but without glory, without heroism, without name. What sorrow for this king, with all his riches. Now, my daughter, the reason for which we delivered creation and created man was to give our riches, so that the external glory of our works may add to the internal glory and the immense happiness which we possess. So, since the creature is not in our will, we feel her far away from us. There is no one who surrounds us with his thank you, nor anyone who smiles at us with delight for our works. Everything is isolation. We are surrounded by immense riches, but because our creatures are far away from us, we have no one to whom to give them. We have no one who admires our works in order to enjoy them. We are happy, but because of ourselves, nor is there anyone who can slightly disturb our happiness. However, we are forced to see the unhappiness of the creatures, because being disunited from us, they cannot take, and we cannot give. The human will has formed the fences, and has locked the doors of communication. To give is generosity, heroism, love, to receive is grace. And the creature, by doing her own will, hinders our generosity, our heroism, our love. And if something is given, it is always restricted, and given by dint of strains, of intrigues, because since the order between them and us does not exist, things do not flow freely. We are not capable of sorrow, our being is intangible to all evils. But if we were capable of sorrow, the creature would poison our existence. This is, then, the reason for all our interest. We want to give. We want to see them happy of our own happiness, and our will alone can do this, realizing the purpose of creation and allowing us to place our goods in common. O will of God, how admirable, powerful and desirable you are. O please, with your empire, conquer all, make yourself known, and make us all surrender to you.